Hello, everyone. My name is Sterling Nice. I'm your host of the Nails on Chalkboard podcast. Today, we will be reviewing the movie Love Actually, which was released in 2003. This is an R-rated movie. I do not recommend it to young audiences. But basically, this movie is about nine intertwined stories that examine the complexities of the one emotion that connects us all, love. Among the characters explored are David, who is Hugh Grant, the handsome, newly elected British Prime Minister who falls for a young junior staffer, Martine McCutcheon, Sarah Laura Lenny, a graphic designer whose devotion to her mentally ill brother complicates her love life, and Harry, Alan Rickman, a married man tempted by his attractive new secretary. I do recommend watching this movie. It did put in a couple of spoilers in that movie. There is a mentally ill person in there. It isn't too scary. It's a little bit disturbing. But still, I would recommend it to any young audiences under the age of whatever the age rated R is. But I saw this like when I was 12. So I don't really like care when you see it. It's a pretty funny movie overall. The message of Love Actually, the holidays are better. Well, like, this is what the summary says. I mean, I'm just reading off the summary because, like, over time, like, I know I've, like, these, like, summaries I've been seeing are, like, very technical. I did not come up with these summaries myself. I'm just reading this off the internet. I'm just like recording right now, like, because I'm looking at my own like screen recording right now. You can't see that, but like, I am planning to like post on YouTube soon, but like, you can't see it right now, but like, I have like the summary pulled up right now. So I'm just like reading off the summary, and this is like what the meaning says. It says like, the overriding message is that the holidays are better when you spend them with the people who care about you. And that's good enough for us. Some of the film's most powerful storylines involve platonic love, including Billy Mack and his manager, Daniel and his son, and Sarah and her mentally ill brother. It's a pretty good movie overall. The reason I say this is a pretty good movie, I apologize because I haven't really been giving a good, because like over the past couple of episodes, I haven't really been giving a good explanation of why the movies are so good. But I'm gonna start doing that now. This is only my eighth episode. So like, I'm still kind of new to this whole podcast thing. I'm trying my best. But like, if you're still listening to this like podcast like in like 5 months or 3 months, then I'm pretty sure that I'll be doing pretty good by then. But let me give you like, cause there's like a really funny song in this. I'm just gonna let you guys listen to it really quick. I apologize if you haven't heard the song before. I apologize if the song audio doesn't work for you. Cause I noticed like in the first couple of episodes in Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody, I accidentally played the preview for you guys and like the Rocket Man like music video. I apologize because I didn't know any better at the time, because like, I just realized now that like, I realized a couple weeks ago that Spotify or any other like streaming devices like that don't show the video. I just like figured that out now. I thought it did show the video, but okay, I'm just gonna let you listen to the video. You can also watch the video. It's pretty funny. I apologize if you can't hear the audio again, but here we go. It's like, wait for it. There are also like some swear words in this, so just like, I'm just warning you. There's also a little bit of talking in between this, so just like putting that out there. That's what I'm talking about. They keep on going for another minute after that. I don't know why, like the recorder for that does that. It's kind of weird, but I guess they just like keep on playing the orchestra because, like, for example, well, I guess they are playing a little bit of the orchestra a little bit. Okay, so that's pretty much it. They actually, which is, I just figured this out last year, for on Christmas. I was listening to it on the radio. They actually like play that song on the radio, which is pretty funny. But they'll play like the song you just heard that's like sounds kind of like a terrible voice, but they play like a good singer. Like it's like a good person who sings it. It's not just like a weird little raspy voice or whatever. But again, I was like watching the music video for it. Oh yeah, one more thing. I'm just reading everything off the internet. I apologize for that. These are not my own words. I just pull up summaries and reviews for it. Well, you probably already know I pull up reviews for it. You're probably also wondering why I you're probably also wondering why I have like why like the voices in that were kind of like sound kind of English or British. That's because it is like directed by like a British director and British and England stuff like that. So here's someone who gave a five-star review, but we're not gonna read that because that thing is huge. This person gave it 3 stars. Let's see who what she had to say. It is a pleasant film for the most part. I enjoyed it as I was watching. Although as it went on, it became more and more offensive. It is mainly a rom-com of a series of men who are much older and professional, falling in love with far younger women who are the house staff or secretaries. I'm actually just realizing that but I don't really think it's offensive because it's a movie. It's just like I mean, like the movies. It's like well, I mean that's why the movie's called Love Actually. I mean, yeah, there is like kind of like that pedophile factor or something. Excuse my language. There is like that kind of factor to it. But yeah, I'm like just realizing that now. That person like really points it out, but like. The reason but like that's kind of like she's kind of just like kind of like explaining like the whole moral of the movie. The movie's literally I think she's kind of like missing the point. I've never seen that symbol before. It says there's like I don't have much signal from where I'm recording. It says I only have 2 bars. I'm like recording this from like a computer I don't even have like a whole studio. But yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, I have a whole studio. Of course, I do. I'm like a pro. But yeah, like she's like kind of like missing the whole point. Let's see. So, number one, Hugh Grant, just elected Prime Minister of England, falls in love with a maid in the Prime Minister's household who is played by a woman 16 years younger. I don't really know where she got the idea of her being 16 years younger. Maybe she's like talking about like the a actual actor age. But I'm not so sure. Maybe she's making like yeah. I don't have like that sickness anymore or anything. But, like that cough's gone. That's just like me choking on like some water. But yeah, yeah, wow. Like, I don't know where she got the idea of her being 16 years younger. It's pretty interesting. Number two, Colin Firth, the writer, finds love with this Portuguese house cleaner, who is played by an actress who's also 16 years his junior. They don't even speak the same language, and yet he asks her to marry him. Actually, Miss Brenda Babcock, that he actually manages to find out how to speak Portuguese. He flies all the way over to Portugal or wherever they speak Portuguese, and then he proposes to her. And even like, it's kind of like you have to watch the whole movie. I'm sorry for the spoiler. I'm so sorry. But yes, he does ask her to marry her. I did not know, think there would be a spoiler in that. You just have to watch the movie for yourself. I assume most of you who are listening to us have watched this movie at least twice. If you have not seen it, you probably will watch it twice because that's because of how good it is. But yeah, that was like, she, like, sorry, just like one spoiler, and that's all I'm going to be doing for this podcast. I promise. If I do another spoiler, if I do another spoiler, and you could point me out for that and give me like 4 or 3 stars, I'll let that be like a freebie or something. But I don't really care what reviews I get. Yeah, I'm just like doing this as a hobby or whatever. But for example, he like. She like he says he's like this Portuguese lady is like his maid for like about a month or 2 months, and like then he has to fly her back over to Portugal, or like he gets her out of the car. She walks over to the airport, turns the corner. I thought that was all we were going to see of her. Turns out he learns Portuguese, and flies over to Portugal, wherever that is. Wait, hold on. Do people speak Portuguese? Portugal, Brazil, Angola, Cabo Verde, Guinea-Bissau. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing this right, wrong. Mozambique, São Tomé and Príncipe, and East Timor is also used in Macau territory under Portuguese administration until 1999, and in Goa. Those are very hard to pronounce. But he flies all the way over to Portugal or wherever she lives, because there's so many places where they speak Portuguese, Portugal, Brazil, whatever. And even she learned English while she's there. She wasn't even going to fly to him. She was just like winging it, like, I guess I'll learn English in case he comes back, which he did, and he learned Portuguese just to propose to her, which is awesome. And she did say yes. That okay. That's the one spoiler I'm doing. But wow, this video's been going on for a long time. I'm gonna stop there. Thank you all so much for listening. My name is Sterling Knights. I will see you in the next one. Sorry, in language. Goodbye.